Post-Hypnotic Press presents Dark Age America, Climate Change, Cultural Collapse, and the Hard Future Ahead by John Michael Greer. Read by Michael Dowd. Narrator's note: the book you are about to hear is an evidence-based look at what is already unfolding in North America and what can be expected over the next several centuries, both what's inevitable and what's very likely. When I first read it, my immediate thought was, this is one of the most important books in print. It just has to be available in audio. So I contacted the author and publisher and volunteered to serve pro bono as audio narrator. Thankfully, New Society Publishers, Post-Hypnotic Press, and audio engineer David Maloney agreed to bring this project to fruition. They, too, believe that this is a vitally important, even essential book for getting our heads and hearts around these shifting and uncertain times. Dark Age America has 9 chapters. Chapter 1, The Wake of Industrial Civilization. Chapter 2, The Ecological Aftermath. Chapter 3, The Demographic Consequences. Chapter 4, The Political Unraveling. Chapter 5, The Economic Collapse. Chapter 6, The Suicide of Science. Chapter 7, The Twilight of Technology. Chapter 8, The Dissolution of Culture. And Chapter 9, The Road to a Renaissance. Chapter 1, The Wake of Industrial Civilization. It has been more than 4 decades since scientists began warning of the inevitable consequences of trying to pursue limitless economic growth on a finite planet. Since that time, as the limits to growth have become more and more visible on the horizon of our future, a remarkable paradox has unfolded. The closer we get to those limits, the more they impact our daily lives, and the more clearly our current trajectory points toward the brick wall of a difficult future, the less most people in the industrial world seem to be able to imagine any alternative to driving the existing order of things ever onward until the wheels fall off. This is as true in many corners of the activist community as it is in the most unregenerate of corporate boardrooms. For too many of today's environmentalists, renewable energy isn't something that they ought to produce for themselves, unless they happen to be wealthy enough to afford the rooftop PV systems that have become the latest status symbol in suburban neighborhoods on either coast. It's certainly not something that they ought to conserve. Rather, it's something that utilities and the government are supposed to produce as fast as possible, so that Americans can keep on using 3 times as much energy per capita as the average European and 20 times as much as the average Chinese. Such enthusiasm for change that does appear in the activist community by and large focuses on world-changing events of one kind or another. As it happens, though, we have a serious shortage of world-changing events just now. There are good reasons for that, just as there are equally strong, if not equally good, reasons why so many people are pinning all their hopes on a world-changing event of one kind or another. Therapists like to point out that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. And of late, it's become a truism, though it's also a truth, that doing the same thing and expecting to get different results is a good working definition of insanity. The attempt to find some way around that harsh but inescapable logic is the force that drove the prophetic hysteria about 2012 and drives end-of-the-world delusions more generally. If the prospect of changing the way you live terrifies you, but the thought of facing the consequences of the way you live terrifies you just as much, daydreaming that some outside force will come along and change everything for you can be a convenient way to avoid having to think about the future you're making for yourself. Unfortunately, that sort of daydream has become far more common than the sort of constructive action that might actually make a difference. That hard fact pretty much guarantees a future that is considerably worse than the present by almost any imaginable definition. The difficulty here is that faith in the prospect of a better future has been so deeply ingrained in all of us that trying to argue against it is a bit like trying to tell a medieval peasant that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?